Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Burrait. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Howard hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Thomas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Thomas. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Skowron goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Camilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards short. Verratti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burrotite strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis is hit by the pitch. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard strikes out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Scourin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scourin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Doug Camilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Davis scores. Scourin moves to third. Fairley moves to second. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harkness strikes out. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bearnerth strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall bunts in front of the plate. Camilli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hickman. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Burrard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burrard is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrard takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burrard moves to third. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Larry Beernerth. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Camilli strikes out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-2 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Wills moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skowron strikes out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Davis now playing center field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett strikes out. Camilli drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Barrett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Koufax is 0-for-3 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Nate Oliver now playing second base. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for J. Hook. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Rowe now pitching. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 6, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.